great night this has been. Everyone's hearts are pure towards God, and we're on a journey with God, and God works with us how we are. He inspires us and he encourages us, and we're thankful for his goodness and his love, and we're thankful for what everything that he's done through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And having confessed Jesus as Lord and believing God raised him from the dead, we receive that Spirit of God. We receive that authority. We receive that sonship. We're righteous. We're justified. We're sanctified. We're redeemed. We have the word and ministry of reconciliation. We're commissioned, if you want to call it that way. We have the word and ministry of reconciliation to reconcile people back to God. And God's desire is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And he doesn't want any to perish. And now God has delegated to us this wonderful privilege to reconcile men and women back to God by the preaching of the gospel concerning Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto wholeness. That means wholeness in every area, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, materially, relationships. In every category of life and living, God has made us whole. So we receive that with the Spirit of God that he's placed within us. The spiritual realities, this is true. God has spoken all his blessings into our life. Like in the beginning, God said, light be, and light was. What God called, it became. And in Ephesians, the greatest revelation given to the church through the inspired words given to Paul was that God has spoken every single blessing into our life. It's already done. And God sees you as victorious. He doesn't see you defeated. He doesn't see you lacking. He's provided everything. So now it's up to us, the receiver, how we receive the words that we're hearing. Are they sound doctrine? Are they right words from God? As God gives us those words and we apply them in our life, whether we're reading the scripture and God opens it up to us and shows us his truth, or whether we receive it by revelation to our hearts, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. He's a God of love, mercy, compassion, grace, justice, truth. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But we've been given the authority. Now it's up to us. God has delegated everything to us through his Son, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom he raised from the dead. He seated Jesus at his right-hand side and us in him. And as Jesus is right now, so are we in this world. So all these spiritual realities are living, real. And the way that we bring them into the physical is by as God works in us, as the words that we speak, and following the direction of God. Jesus was led by the Spirit of God. He didn't do nothing in his own strength, effort, or ability. We know in Romans 8:14 it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So when we're looking to God, when our hearts are turned to the living God, and we're going to him for direction, we're going to him for the supply, we're going to him for the answers. He'll show us how to get the answers. He can reveal those answers within that Spirit of God in you and to your heart and your new man. And he can show you from the scriptures also as he directs. So as we are obedient to the voice of God to do the will of the Father from the heart, he is literally navigating us as we are surrendered to him because we have a humble heart. In other words, we got rid of self. It's not about my agenda. It's not about what I think it should be or how someone, another man has taught me, someone that's got a lot of knowledge, because it's, you know, knowledge needs to be applied, you know, and it needs to be acted upon. And when it's given by God, then we start to see his wonderful results. And God is so for us. He's so for every one of us. He knows everyone on here has got different parts of understanding and not everyone agrees. But the great thing is, as we stay with God and we move with him, he will enlighten the eyes of our understanding. God will give you that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He'll give you the wisdom where you lack it. Solomon, when he prayed, he asked God for wisdom. Where did that wisdom come from? It didn't come from anywhere but from God. And so when he was in situations, then he was dependent upon God to give him that wisdom. Like when they brought the two women, where the one lady's baby had died, the other baby was alive, the other one said it was hers when it wasn't, and God gave him perfect wisdom. He said, okay, chop the baby in half, give one half to the other woman, and the other half to the other woman. And the mother of the baby, who it was, said, no, let her have him. And then he knew that she was the real mum. That wisdom comes from God. You know, no man can just think that up. That come from the Spirit of God, which was upon. We haven't got the spirit of servitude. We're not servants. It's not dependent upon how good we are or what we do. Jesus Christ has paid the full price. So we're free. We're free from condemnation. We're free from the dominion of Satan. He's got no jurisdiction or authority. We're to walk in that authority God has given us, and we're to subdue situations. We're to subdue problems that come up, that they're under our feet. And when we go to God, he gives us the perfect answers. And not all of it is written in the scriptures, in the specific situations that arise. There's lots of things that wasn't recorded in the scriptures that are happening now. Like, for an example, I heard a testimony of believers in India that they were so possessed by devils that their arms would stretch up to the ceiling. And they were just overtaken by devil spirits until they heard the truth and got delivered. And the believers there cast these spirits out. And now these people are moving powerfully with God. So God has given us great authority, and we just need to understand that. That's what God wants us to move in. So in Romans 5:17, it says, for if by one's man offence death reigned by one, much more they which received an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. We are called and born again, not just to take everything that's thrown at us, not just to take the lack and the problems, but we're born to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We do that by knowing who we are, knowing what we've received, and knowing that we go to the fountain of living waters for our answers and direction. When Jesus was walking on the face of the earth, what did he do? He went to, you know, the local Pharisees to get his answers, didn't he? No, he didn't. He went to the scriptures to get his answers. No, he didn't. He knew the scriptures. Jesus knew the scriptures. I know the scriptures. You know the scriptures. We read them. We take it to our heart. It's a personal thing. God directs us what to look at, what to read. He opens it up to us. But it's in that living relationship with God that the power is manifested when we're doing what God puts in our heart to do. In Matthew 10:1, and it says, and when he, Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power, exousia, authority, to exercise that power, right? He gave them power to exercise against unclean spirits, to cast them out. That means, that word cast out is ekbolo, to throw them out, to throw devils out, not ask them to believe politely, or okay, they might go out. No, to throw them out, get out, you got no rights to be in there. That's the authority that we're supposed to exercise. Okay, this is what he gave to the disciples at this time. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And if we go down to verse 7 of Matthew 10, it says, and as you go, preach. Okay, caruso, herald forth this great news that the kingdom of God is come and deliverance is available and you can turn around your life and come to God by receiving these words, saying that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he just said this to them, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you've received, freely give. So these guys was commissioned. He said, freely you've received, now freely you give. Jesus would have expected results. And so with these disciples that Jesus has been working with their faith, he'd been showing them how to heal, showing them how we preach, showing them how we walked with God. And Jesus released his authority through words. It was through the words energized in him by the Holy Spirit, by God in him. That spirit that was upon him. The spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick and to give recovering of sight to the blind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now Jesus had the spirit on him. We got that in us. We've been commissioned to go like he went. And Jesus showed the disciples how you do it. Follow me. This is what you do. Yes, they had wonderful time of fellowship together where he worked with their faith. He had one-on-ones with different people like Nicodemus who came to him by night. And Jesus said, you've got to be born again. Nicodemus, well, where's that in the scriptures? How can a man get back up into his mother's womb? But Jesus gave, you know, hard sayings to people to see where their heart was. And those that were humble continued. We know that Nicodemus continued. And if you read later on in the scriptures, you'll find that that's what he done. He continued. In Acts 1, it says, the former treaties have I made, O philosophers, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He done it, and then he taught it. And in Acts 1, they were asking him loads of different questions, you know, when is the kingdom going to be restored? And, you know, what did Jesus say? Acts 4:1, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, he, you have heard of me. And then he goes, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He taught them how to receive. And when they therefore came together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of kingdom to Israel? And so they were concerned about about the things going on in the world. We're not to concern ourselves with the things of the world, but we're to set our affections on things above and God's business. My business is to do the Father's business, Jesus said. Also I say, my business is to do the Father's business, to do the will of God from the heart. And Acts 17, he said unto him, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall, what? Receive. Lambano. You shall receive into manifestation power after that the Holy Spirit, Ghost, has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what they were to be about. They were to be those powerful witnesses of Jesus Christ's life, his resurrection, and they were to preach that gospel concerning him, that the kingdom of God has now come. Now they can receive this refreshing, like it was written in the book of Joel, like Peter mentioned on the day of Pentecost. And then we see there was 3,000 people added to the church. They were speaking and they were fellowshipping together, but their heart was, you know, rendered unto God. It was devoted to do the will of the Father. The apostles' doctrine was words that God was giving them at that time to speak. They were probably exhorting them, probably telling them about the things that Jesus Christ done. They probably even spoke about how Jesus Christ fulfilled all the prophecies and the law. And these guys were on fire and they moved with God. They continued in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. But, you know, we're called not to live a defeated life, not to go through sickness, poverty, lack. That's why God has put all these great and precious promises in the scripture that we can see. That all the promises of God in Christ are yes and yes. God is not saying no. He wants you to live a successful life. He wants you to be successful as mums and dads, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, as mothers and fathers. He wants you to be successful in any endeavor that you put your heart to do, but he wants to be first. And God says, look, you know, if you do these things, you know, it's going to be well with you. You're going to be successful. And God wants you to prosper, like we heard earlier on through the sharings about honoring God with our substance. That is the beginning place. That is the beginning place where we use our faith. And it shows you whether your faith's little or big. And it's just there. Read Luke 16. Ask God to open those scriptures up to you. And I did. You know, I was searching for 4 or 5 years about all this. And God You know, because I hungered and thirsted, I was searching. Like a beggar would search for food, you know, I was searching the scriptures. I was going to God. That's what I knew to do at that time. And as I went, God started to reveal to me. He showed me there's a more excellent way to move in authority and in power. And that God gives the perfect words for us every single day in any situation. When our hearts are rendered and looking only to God, then He will navigate us. He will lead us by that Spirit. And so, you know, if you want to live in power, your words are very important. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What are your confessions? What do you say when you're by yourself? What do you say in your own heart and mind? You know, do we go back to the default old programming, which has kept us in bondage? Or are we operating in that new man, the newness of life? We're to walk in newness of life. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by our physical eyes, okay? But we go by our spiritual eyes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when we declare God's word from our mouth, we are actually releasing authority. The words, Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. When you're speaking by the Spirit, your words are far superior to the world's words. They override anything that's in this world. It casts down. We're to cast down imaginations and every high thing that is sort of itself against the knowledge of God. And we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What is in your heart will come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, Jesus said. So the more we start declaring what God says, we speak the heavenly words from our mouth. You know, like Danny was saying it earlier on, I am blessed when I lie down and when I rise up, when I come in. We're not saying, oh, I haven't got enough money. I can't do this. You know, I can't travel because of these lockdowns and these restrictions. We can. The just shall live by faith. We don't go by our sight. God will make a way where there seems no way. Satan wants you stuck there where you are and me stuck where I am. But we're not going to be stuck here. We're going to move. And God has a perfect way for us to move because He wants His word to go all over the world. And there's certain people that will receive the words from you, may live in Timbuktu. God has got a way for you to get there. Where is our faith? Does our faith match the words of God? Does our thinking match those heavenly words? Do we really believe that we can cast out devils? Do we really believe that we should be very prosperous? We're supposed to be blessed to be the blessing. God says we are. We come into agreement with it when we start speaking that. The word is in your mouth, then in your heart. The more you say what God says, the more that word will go in your heart. It won't just be repetition. But the more you start to declare, the more that faith will rise in you till it's not repetition, till it's actually faith coming out of your mouth. Because there's a lot of people that can rehearse scriptures. There's a lot of people that can declare scriptures. But is it really backed with faith? What is in the heart? What you're really speaking and thinking, that's where your heart is. It'll tell you. You know what you think. I don't know what you think, right? God knows what you think. And God is the searcher of all hearts and knoweth all things. And even if our heart condemn us, God says, like, you know, God knoweth all things. And we can assure our hearts before God. But the way that we move is through our words. We release our authority through words. We supersede the words of the world by speaking the words of life. By speaking the words from God. And we command devils to come out. We command lack to go. We command poverty to leave us. It's got no jurisdiction in your life. Because we're supposed to be ruling and reigning this life by one Jesus Christ. Now, it's great to come to fellowship. Why are we coming to fellowship? To build each other's faith. God is working with our faith. But God also wants you to go. He sent you. You're sent ones. You're sent to declare this word, this wonderful words of life. Where it brings joy and faith to other people. People that haven't heard these words. And so my desire, like Jesus said, like Jesus began both to do than teach. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest. that the Lord will send forth labourers into the harvest. When we do that, that God will throw these labourers to us. Here, put them in our path. They're out there. What's there? 2 billion people in the world. So there's billions of people that can come to the knowledge of the truth. There's many billions of people in all different sectors of religion, of tradition. But God wants his people on fire and moving in the demonstration of the Spirit and power to move with God, to speak those words. And so God wants you to be very encouraged that he wants you to live unto him, and he wants you to speak those words from your mouth. When you're in your situation and you're by yourself, you're feeling a little bit down, or you might have something that's not right, then you've got authority. You can minister to yourself. You can change the whole situation around with your words, with the authority of your words. The word of God is light. And devils hate light. They're in darkness. And they tremble when they know that you understand this. So this great movement we see in India and Nepal will happen here. It's happening. It's beginning now. We're getting into momentum. We're established in this. And we got to expect great things from God. God says, rise up your level of expectation. Don't just have another year of going to different fellowships, but actually conduct and use the Spirit of God how he wants you to do it. Like power that comes to my light switch. If that electricity wasn't harnessed, many people would be getting electric shocks, right? But it's harnessed. It's put into wires. It's transferred to the plugs in our wall. And we put the switch on, power is released. You've got that power. You're tapped into the highest power in the whole universe and heavens, which is God. You've got the Spirit of God dwelling in you, that Spirit of Christ in you. Jesus spoke to things. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to the tree, and it obeyed him. When you speak with faith, it will happen. It will come to pass. We need to speak to these situations. We need to speak to things. Speak to the matter. Get on that higher level of frequency of God. The frequency of God is on a higher level than this world's frequency. If you see a plane and you see the propeller when the engine's not moving, you can see that propeller. But when the engine's fired up, you can't see the propeller. You can see straight through matter because it's going at a higher level and rate. When we're walking by the Spirit of God, we're going like that propeller. You can't see angels because they're at a higher level rate. Can you see? So when we hear words from God and our heart is meek to receive them, what happens? Your faith comes up. You're coming on a higher level. And God says, now rise up. Rise up, O men of God. You've got the Spirit of the living God in you. You need to release your authority through the words that you have. You need to exercise. You need to lambano. You need to exercise. Speak to the things that are in your way. If you're being hindered, if you're not seeing growth, you call the labourers to you. God calls those things which are not as though they were, right? Does God do that? Yes, he does. God calleth those things which are not as though they were. There wasn't light. The word was out. The world was about form and void. God said, light be, light became. God called this, God called that. God gave Adam authority with words. He says, you name the animals, you name the creatures. So an elephant, before it was called an elephant, was just a thing, an animal. But then God inspired Adam to what to call it. And he called it an elephant. That elephant became what? An elephant. Dog became dog, cat became cat, fish became fish, with all the different names to it. He had to call it. He had to say it. So can you see like the importance of your words? You know, what you speak, you have to be careful what you speak. Like backbiting will bring you down to a low level, the worldly level. And so our words need to be positive, light, and we speak again to our situations because we're not to be hindered. The enemy will try and hinder you, but he's defeated. Don't give him consent. don't agree with it. You know, we've been tricked out that we got to go through trials and tribulations. And how are we going to rule and reign if we're going through trials and tribulations? Yeah, they'll come. They will come. But we are above them. Like when Jesus walked on the water, the trials and tribulation of the winds and the waves came. But he wasn't subject to it. He spoke to it. He was walking through it. He was walking on the water. When he was in the boat, he was fast asleep. He wasn't concerned about that. They had to wake him up. Oi, Lord, wake up, we're drowning. And then, you of little faith. He didn't put his faith in his surroundings, but he put his faith into God. And then he used his words. He spoke to a fig tree, it died backwards. And then he said, you know, have the faith of God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and believe in his heart, and doubt not, but shall believe the things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What is in your heart, and what you speak from your mouth, when it's lined up, will come to pass. You will have what you say. You will have what you whisper into the next person's ear. If it's negative, you'll get more of the same. If it's words of life, you'll get life. So God wants you to have a clear mind and he's cleaned you out. You're clean. You've got Holy Spirit within you. But don't allow the junk of other people's words and the world fill it. Don't focus on it. If you focus on it, you'll stay in it. But when you take your eyes and you put them and look only to God, he will give you the direction. He will give you the inspiration. I go to God for my inspiration. Father, what would you have me do? Like every day I get up, I say what God says. And then God will inspire me to go to the scriptures maybe. Not every day he does. But when he does, I go. And then God opens something up beautiful to me. Every time. It's not that I got to go to a Hebrew word or a Greek word to find it. God reveals it. It's his revealed word, right? It's his revealed word. So God is working in all of us, and God wants you to have a high level of expectation. He wants you to understand that he's powered you. He's empowered you. He's clothed you with Holy Spirit inside and out. And I tell you what, where you walk, heaven walks with you. The kingdom of God walks with you. And we're to manifest the heavenly realm here in the senses realm. And because you have that Spirit of God, the power and presence of God is in you and present to heal, present to deliver, is we just need to engage our mind to God and use the mind of Christ, not our own thinking, not our own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. So God is going to do a great work with you. And God wants you to go to him, the living God. The fountains of living water go to the source. The source is God. The source is God. Okay, we go to him first. What would you have me do? And then we just do. We get up in the morning. There's things that we do. We got our routines. We do that, those routines. But God might inspire you to do something different. And as you do that, you know, God will just open up and give you the work that he wants you to do. It's not about what we think we should do. It's about what God leads us to do. That's where we're going to get the success. That's where the doors are going to open up for us. That's where we're going to see people healed, people delivered, people come from darkness to light. So we need to pray for those laborers. If you're desiring laborers, God will bring them your way. If you're ready to speak his word from him to them, he will bring them to you. If you want to stay in tradition, he won't bring them to you. And if he does, they won't hang around, because God's word is life. And God knows where those laborers are. The laborers are the ones that will receive the words gladly and run and do it. They're practice what you're encouraging. Just like Jesus, he had the laborers, he had the disciples. They were his laborers. And he says, now I give you authority. Now you go and heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Preach the word, preach Caruso. And he knew they were going to do it. Why? Because he'd been working with them. They'd been coming to him. They were hungry. And we got to be hungry. And we got to be, the words from God and the word of the scriptures, the graphe, is living energy. Those are the words we live by. If you want energy, speak his words. It's living energy. It's light. It just separates the darkness from you. Darkness runs away wherever you walk. If you can just get in your mind now, there's darkness. You're the light. And as you walk, that darkness just disappears as you walk. And devil spirits are keeping away from you. They're looking in and they're like, oh my God, this light is so bright. And they want to get you off it. They want your minds on them, on the world, on the narratives of the world. So my heart is just that, really stay with God. Remember that we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. There's therefore now no condemnation. That condemnation, again, let's get that right, is what came through the fall of Adam and Eve. That's what that condemnation is in Romans 8:1. And then it says, for the law of the spirit of life has made us free from the law and sin and death. Nothing should touch us. And we got to believe that. Nothing should touch us because we're not under the jurisdiction of Satan any longer. We're sons and daughters of God in this earth to bring the king, to manifest the kingdom on this earth. And the way that we bring the spiritual to the physical is through those words. God energizes us to speak and to declare. If you're in a lack in an area, command it. Speak to it. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your lack. Speak to the sickness. It's got no jurisdiction in your life. So these are the things that God's been working in me and I've been sharing with different people. And go to God for your direction. Ask God, what do you really want me to do? Am I in the right place? Help me to rise up to your calling, not my calling, not what I think should be done. But I want to walk with you, the wonderful God. I want to walk like my Lord and Savior. I want to walk like he walked. And I know that he was led by you. So God, open my eyes. If there's a foul over my heart in any area of my life, then please remove them. These are the things that I prayed when I was searching, when I was really looking for the way. And Jesus Christ is that way. He's the way, the truth and the life. And so we got that Spirit of God in us and we are as he is. And when we go to God, he will take the curtains off our eyes so that we can see the truth. That's that spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, being enlightened with the ways of God. Unto, he made known his acts unto the children of Israel and his ways unto Moses. I want to know God's ways. I want to walk like that. I want to be in fellowship with him, active, moving. We're always in fellowship with him, but it's where our mind is. We need to engage.